Hi folks, I'm Greg Lowe. I'm a SQL Server MVP and part of the Microsoft Regional Director Program. In this demo, I want to show you the simplified way we can page result sets using SQL Server 2012. Let's pop into Management Studio. Now, in here, if we look at the traditional way that we would have executed these type of queries, I've created a stored procedure here working against the AdventureWorks database. And this is a more traditional method. So we need some way of retaining an order in the rows and then being able to select the rows that we want. Now, since SQL Server 2005, this has been relatively straightforward because we've had common table expressions or CTEs added to the product, and we can use the row number function to give a value for a specific row to each row of data being returned in the query. So if we look here, I've got a procedure, get page products traditional. I've got a page number being passed as an integer, and then saying, look, this is the number of rows that we want to have allocated in each page. And the way we do that, I've said, look, with ordered rows, and this is my CTE, I said select row number over product ID, which is the order that I want the query coming out in, and then listed the other columns that I want to return. Then that's basically a set of data that'll come back from the CTE. So if I, let's just change to that database. And the other thing I'll do here, if I just executed that query on its own, then you can see we've just assigned a row number down beside each row of the query. Now, once we've done that, the value returned from the CTE, I can select that detail, and then I simply need to add a where clause that says, look, let's go off and calculate how we would find that particular page number of data. Now, that's relatively straightforward, and let's just create that proc. But if we compare that to the new code, this is a far better outcome. So again, I've got the same header, but I've said get page products in a page sense rather than the traditional. I've got same page number, same number of rows per page. But if you look at the code here, I've just simply said select what I want, order by the product ID, and then said offset and calculated the number of rows in that we want to move, and then said fetch this next set of rows to return the values. Now, even just a simple comparison of the code, you'd see this is far clearer in terms of telling SQL Server what it is we're trying to achieve. And the outcome is the same, and this is a far more elegant piece of code. So if we execute the two of these, we can see that that'll actually return the same number of rows. But in this case, I'm having a look at the query plan, and already you'll notice that there's a substantial difference in the query plan. But the main aim of this isn't, let's just execute the query, the main aim isn't to really aim for performance at this stage. The main reason that these changes have been made to the product is to be able to clean up and clarify the code. Down the track, now that you're being declarative about what you want rather than how to achieve it, the SQL Server Query Optimizer team now have far more chance to go on and make that even better in the future.